Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back from Fleetwood Mac. That's one man, one guitar. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there, including the body of work that Grace Marie Turner has deposited with us. Grace Marie is an original member of our Brain Trust going all the way back to 1998. She's the president of Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. Her book that she co-authored with the other guys is called Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie, tell us about Galen.
Nonprofit organization, think tank, devoted to saving us from socialized medicine and promoting positive ideas for free market health reform. And as you said, with our colleagues, wrote Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, really talks about the impact of this law on every American. All of us are going to be affected by this, as families, as patients, as employers, and as employees. And we actually have a chapter in the book about you and your employer and the impact of this law on what this is going to mean for jobs in this country.
If you want to see how it's going to roll out for you folks, check out this book. And by the way, I think the record needs to show, Grace Marie, that you and I have been talking about sensible, market-based healthcare. You've been doing it longer than I have, but you and I have been doing it together on this show for over 13 years, folks. A decade, almost a decade before I ever heard of Barack Obama, and maybe Grace Marie too. Certainly, you know, a dozen years before we knew anything about Obamacare, we were talking about sensible market-based solutions for healthcare. So it's not like we just decided to pile on to him in the last two years, Grace Marie. I think that needs to be pointed out.
That's so right. And, you know, and the market really was starting to work. That's the heartbreaking part of this.
Yeah.
That there were lots of ideas from health savings accounts, health reimbursement arrangements, employers.
Association health plans.
Engaging employees and partners and managing their health costs. A lot was happening, but it was not something that the politicians were able to take credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've taken over the whole thing.
So what do you think is the impact of Obamacare on the current economy?
Well, you know, Jim, when you and I were speaking at the Chamber of Commerce Small Business Summit this spring, both of us were talking about health care. And whenever you mention this, employers are saying, I'm not going to hire when I don't know what the impact is going to be of this law. And I bet every one of your listeners right now is shaking their heads and saying, absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm facing a $15,000, $20,000 cost of hiring an employee, especially low-wage employees, forget it. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do without employees and how I'm going to be able to maybe not grow my business, but at least hold on.
Right.
Because I can't hire new employees with those kind of costs facing me.
Well, and that's what's going on right now. And here's the other thing, Grace Marie. A few years ago, not very long ago, major corporation got 40% of their business overseas and 60% or so in the United States. That's kind of a rule of thumb that people used. Today, that number has inverted. They're getting 60% from overseas and 40% in the U.S. So where are they going to put their capital? Where are they going to hire the new people? Of course, they're going to follow the business. So that, Grace Marie, that puts extra responsibility, extra expectation on America's small business owners who are planted in the ground. We're in the ground here in America. And anything that gets in the way of making a small business owner feel confident about hiring and growing is a headwind. It's a manufactured headwind that didn't have to happen. And that's how I feel about this healthcare law. I think it is definitely making the job generator in America not want to generate jobs.
You're absolutely right. And it's part of the whole philosophy of this regulatory wet blanket that's thrown over the whole economy. So that people are just absolutely suffocating from the regulations and the taxes and the costs. And as Steve Wynn, the guru who's just this most incredible builder in Las Vegas,
right,
has said, you know, there's nothing is going to happen in this economy as long as the federal government's tax and regulatory policy are so making the business climate so uncertain. Maybe these mandates don't take effect on health care until 2014, but businesses have to start planning for that now. And
right.
they are planning by saying, I'm not hiring new people.
Mm-hmm.
And the White House is wondering, how can we create jobs? And we're telling them, repeal Obamacare. That's your only choice.
That's definitely one of the big steps they need to take. Grace Marie, give us the website again, please.
Galen, GALEN.org, and the book is Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, on bookstores everywhere.
Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job today, and thanks for all the hard work you do.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for all you do to keep the conversation going about freedom and free markets.
Absolutely. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.